That is the sound of students at the University of Connecticut celebrating a national championship in basketball. You know, I could have read this very script yesterday. Monday night, UConn's men's basketball team won the national title. Then last night, UConn's women became champs as well, cruising to victory over Notre Dame. Both teams were undefeated going into the title game in Nashville. Here's Blake Farmer from member station WPLN.
This game was hyped as historic, a battle of the unbeatens.
Anyone need tickets, guys? Anyone need tickets?
Scalpers were on the prowl at the door to Nashville's Bridgestone Arena. Lana Mark arrived after making the drive from South Bend.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime. That's why I had to have a ticket. Once-in-a-lifetime.
She came to cheer for Notre Dame, but it was the Huskies who put on a show for the sellout crowd. They dominated from the tip-off, as was noted early in the NCAA official radio broadcast.
UConn, you are playing some great basketball tonight, 11:30. To go first half, UConn.
Connecticut's 6'4" standout Brianna Stewart led the team with 21 points, playing almost every minute of the game. Notre Dame fell behind by more points than they've trailed any team all season.
They're playing the fight song, but not a whole lot of fight in the Fighting Irish at this moment. Down by 20 points with 8 minutes left in the game.
This is the absolute bomb.
Huskies fans, like Keith Vonnecor of Connecticut, cheered their team to a 79-58 victory. Vonnecor says Notre Dame was no match as Connecticut rolled to its second straight championship.
Two undefeated teams, but this team is so good, it's scary.
And we had no answer, really, for anything they did.
Longtime Notre Dame coach Muffet McGraw says her team seemed to be out of its league. At least that's what she told UConn's head coach when they shook hands.
I said something like, I thought we were playing the Miami Heat for a while.
The Huskies dominated down low, attempting very few jump shots and three-pointers. Coach Gino Auriemma says it was the plan, and it worked better than expected.
You don't go into a game thinking that you're going to, you know, outscored another team by 30 points in the paint.
Sophomore Brianna Stewart had a big night, but after cutting down the nets, she let center Stephanie Dawson, who's graduating, do most of the talking. Dawson says she didn't feel that much pressure to win.
You're so prepared that there's no other ending than winning.
The perfect season, capped with a championship, means Coach Auriemma has 9 national titles, more than anyone in college basketball history. But last night, he downplayed the significance.
You're flattered and you're grateful and you're all the things, you know, that come with, this kind of accomplishment, of course. But that's not the driving force. That's not what motivates us.
UConn has also matched another feat the school accomplished for the first time a decade ago. Again this year, UConn holds both the men's and women's basketball titles. For NPR News, I'm Blake Farmer in Nashville.